Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about stopping and slowing down to hear the readings that are appointed for this day, to reflect upon God's Word and allow it to come into our lives that it may shape us and mold us so that we are sent out into the world to be the hands and feet of Christ. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt, may we who have not seen have faith in you and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading that's appointed from this day comes from the second chapter of the book of Acts, selected verses. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you. As you yourselves know, this man handed over to you according to the definitive plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, and having released him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David said concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live and hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day, since he was a prophet. He knew that God had sworn an oath to this. David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. Thus God raised Jesus up, and of that all of us are witnesses. The word of the Lord. As we come this first Sunday after Easter, I stand here at the cross we use in our sanctuary for Easter morning. It's the cross we also use on Good Friday. On Good Friday, it's empty, draped in black. And Easter morning, it's adorned with palm branches and Easter lilies. And I think it's significant that we use lilies on the cross. Lilies are the flower that historically have been used for Easter. And I think part of the reason that they're used is when you look at them, it looks like the end, the horn of a trumpet. And it's really, it's that image of a proclamation. And that's exactly what we have here in the book of Acts. We have Peter's proclamation. It says, Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. That language there isn't that, it's not that he got up and spoke, but he stood as one with authority. He spoke with purpose. If we set the scene, what happened, if we remember, the women go to the tomb. They find the tomb empty. The angel appears and says, the one you're looking for is not here. They go and tell the disciples. The disciples gather in the upper room and Jesus appears to them. Right, he shows them his hands. Thomas isn't with them. Thomas doubts, and later he appears to Thomas. He also appears to others. Right on the road to Emmaus, on the lake shore where they eat fish. And then they gather, and Jesus tells them that they are to wait in Jerusalem until the sign. And so the disciples are gathered together. They're waiting for this sign, and Acts 2 tells us the sign that they were waiting for. Now, our text today doesn't have that sign, but the sign we hear on Pentecost. It's where the Holy Spirit comes upon them and they speak in all kinds of languages. Tongues of fire are on their head, and Peter gets up to address the crowd. And he tells the story. He goes, listen, this person, Jesus of Nazareth, you've heard what he's done, the power he has had. He was handed over, tried, beaten, crucified, killed. But that's not the end of the story. And he appeals to David. He quotes the psalm that David writes. And he uses it not to just say, oh, here's what David said, but almost prophetically to say, David was letting us know that there would be one who is coming. He said, David said this. He said, he is not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. The notion of Jesus is the sinless one, the one who descended to the dead and then rose again victoriously on that third day. He is the one who brings life and salvation. And part of it is, as we gather at Easter, as we hear the story, as we read the text, in some ways this text, and part of the reason we use the book of Acts during the first lesson during the season of Easter, is for us to be able to connect that it's not just a story. It's not just, oh, here's what we proclaim. Here's what happened. But the book of Acts is this book that propels us to go out. Peter's that first one when the sign comes upon them and the tongue of fire is on his head. He preaches to the crowd. He tells the story, but not just so that they know, but so that they may experience God's love, that they may see what God has done. And the question for us, as we think about the cross, as we think about the lilies that are attached to it, the questions it raises for us is, how do we go and announce that story? How do we become like Peter in our homes, in our workplaces, with our friends? Not in a way that's, obnoxious or beat people over the head with the gospel. But how do we continually tell that story? Become people of proclamation. The Easter story reminds us we are people of new life. We are people who have been given everlasting life. We are people who have been washed in the waters of baptism, cleansed and renewed, to be empowered to go out, to be the Easter people, the people of proclamation, to say, here is what God has done. Here is the power of God. How do you experience it in your life? And I encourage you to take some time this week to think about how you experience the risen Christ in your life. Where do you see the power of God at work in your life? And how can you share that story with others? This section of Peter's sermon ends with this line. This Jesus God raised up. And of that, all of us are witnesses. The word witness is to tell, is to proclaim. to sound with a trumpet. Here's what God has done. Many times we think of it maybe more of a passive way. We come Easter morning, we hear the story, we see it. But then do we become witnesses? Do we go out into the world and say, here is where God is at work? When we see people who are hurting, when we see people who are marginalized by our society, when we see where it feels like the world is going off track, do we stand up? And in a voice that's raised, go, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Even when we feel down, God is with us. Jesus was raised from the dead so that he would be with us always. When people feel ostracized, do we proclaim to them, you are not alone. The church is with you. Where there's suffering and pain, we say, we are there with you. And God desires something different. Do we proclaim to the world the way of the cross isn't violence, but love? It's not rejection, but acceptance. It's not to push people away or to say, here's what you have to do. But it's a story where Jesus comes amongst all people and sits with them and says, break bread. How is it that we fulfill what happens in this book of Acts? By going and telling, by being witnesses, by seeing the lilies open up, and it calls us to sound to the world the story of God. The story of God's love, his death and resurrection, so that in him, in his death, there is life. In his suffering, there is forgiveness. By his stripes, we are healed, as the prophet Isaiah says. And do we proclaim this out into the world? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and life-giving God, you who did not abandon your Holy One to death, but raised Jesus in power and glory, raise us also from fear into bold witness. Where we have remained silent, give us voice. Where we have doubted, give us faith. Where death seems to have the final word, plant in us the sure promise of resurrection. By your Spirit, make us witnesses to the living Christ, that our lives, our words, and our hope may proclaim, death does not win, sin does not define us, and Christ is alive. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray all of this. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.